Welcome or welcome back. I'm Kathy Liskow with the Center for Coaching Certification. Words have power. They have incredible power. Think about so many stories that you've heard that have been shared by others, or even that you've experienced, where something that was said impacted somebody in a big way, positively, negatively, whatever it was. Words have so much power. So what does that mean to us? As an individual, it means, think about the words I'm using. What am I saying? How am I saying it? How is that impacting somebody else? Because it does make a difference. And even when our intentions are good, it may or may not have that good impact we want. So how's it landing? And of course, none of us is perfect. We all make mistakes. It's noticing and learning from that. Now let's dig into this as coach, because as coach, we have a tremendous responsibility to our clients, to the people we communicate with, around the words we use, what we say, and how we say it. So first off, clients may themselves be using negative words. They may be limiting their thinking. And one of the things we talk about as a coach is using the client's language. Is it my job to repeat their words when they're negative or limiting? And my pushback to you is, if you're repeating them, you're reinforcing them. What I can do is ask a question when a client uses words that are limiting or negative. An interesting couple of examples for you. If somebody says to you, "I'll try," do you believe they'll do it? For most of us, we say, "Yeah, probably not." Try is literally a word that gives the human brain permission not to do it. And chances go up that somebody isn't going to do it. Try is not a commitment. Similarly, if somebody says, "I might," or "I could do this," are they going to? Might, could. Those introduce doubt. They may or may not be following through on that. Because again, the might or the could doesn't mean they're committed to doing it, that they will do it, that they're planning to it, that they're going to. There's a big difference. Now consider also the way we ask questions. If I say to a client, "What do you think you might want to try and do?" I'm really doubting that they're going to do it. Alternatively, if I say, "What will you do?" It's short, it's simple, and think about the power behind that. I literally am demonstrating confidence in them doing it, which in turn supports them. For a client, if they say, "I think I might try this," they're not committed to it. And if they pick up the language from the question of "What will you do?" they'll say, "I will do this." And they'll own it and be committed because they're making the choice and they're saying in a way that demonstrates their commitment to it. And that's absolutely powerful. Now, one of the examples of word choice that I love sharing actually came from a student in one of our classes. And here's the example they gave. They were facilitating a board retreat with an international organization. And the question that was put out to the board based on the planning was, "How can we be the best of the world?" And the conversation began. And then, throwing out to the group, "Okay, so change a word in that question. How can we be the best for the world?" So they took one word, "of," O-F, and they changed it to "for," F-O-R. Two letters to three letters. Two of the letters being the same in the three-letter word. That simple nuance of versus for. So what's the conversation? How can we be the best of the world versus how can we be the best for the world? It's a completely different focus. That very simple word totally changed the conversation. It changed the meaning and the impact of what was being discussed. So for yourself, play with that. How can you be the best of, you know, whatever it is you want to be the best of versus how can you be the best for that? If you're a coach, how can you be the best of all the coaches versus how can you be the best for all the coaches? It's a very different thought process. What this does for us is demonstrate the power of the words we use. What we say matters, and the coaching questions we ask matter. Now, of course, our job is to really go with the client. What are they thinking? What's their focus? And yes, we use their language when it serves the client. So if the client is using negative or limiting language, we can observe them and ask them how they do want to be thinking about it. When the language is serving them, our job is to support that. Use their keywords and put those keywords in those questions we ask. And at the same time, what are the other words that are in there? So one of the challenges coaches sometimes have is asking the short, simple, open, and direct question. Well, as a coach, that is my responsibility. If I ask a long question, there's more chance of it being distorted or negatively impacted by extra words in there. It's harder to understand. If I asked a stack question, I asked one and then, oh, wait a minute, let me change that question, or gosh, I'm not sure that was clear, or whatever else it is, and then we immediately ask another question, that can also be confusing. And what will happen is the clients will sometimes wonder, or they'll just go with the second question and not even remember the first one. Pretty common. And how does that come across? So as a coach, if we're asking a long, circuitous question or we're stacking questions, we're actually interfering with the client's thinking. They've got to stop their thinking to figure out what our question is and to pay attention to it. Alternatively, when we ask that short, simple, direct question, it supports them continuing with their thinking and processing. And they don't even notice the question we're asking. At the same time, do our words have an impact? Of course they do. Because if we're saying to the client, try or need or would or could, there's all kinds of doubt in the question, in what we're asking. And it's very subconscious. People may or may not notice that word in the question, and it still has an impact. As simple as the change from of to for, the change from would to will or want is also simple and powerful. So the word choice in the conversations we have and in the questions we ask is incredibly powerful. What does that mean? It means let's notice. What are the words that we're using? What are the words we're choosing in conversations? How are we asking those questions? And what's the impact of our word choice, of the questions we're asking? Notice it and learn. What are words that work for people? What are words that get in the way? And choose the words that support others in a way that's positive and proactive. And ask questions using language that demonstrates your belief in the client, in them figuring it out, in them doing it. And that in turn supports them being confident in themselves, in their own ability. Word choice is powerful. I'm Kathy with the Center for Coaching Certification. Come visit us at www.coaching.com. coachcert.com.